It's been a dramatic and confronting day at the defamation trial in the US being brought by actor Johnny Depp against his ex-wife Amber Heard. Ms. Heard has told the court in graphic detail about an alleged sexual assault by her then-husband during a trip to Australia in 2015. North America correspondent Barbara Miller joined me earlier. Talk us through this testimony, Barbara.
Well, this relates to an incident in March 2015, Sabra. The couple was on the Gold Coast. Johnny Depp was in Australia filming Pirates of the Caribbean. Amber Heard told the court that he became angry, essentially an argument over his use of drugs when he was supposed to be detoxing. She said he threw bottles and cans at her. She said that was pretty scary. One flew right past her head. He then grabbed her. He held her by the neck. And things really escalated from there. He pinned her down in her testimony onto the bar. This all happened in the bar area of this very large house they were staying in on the Gold Coast. And she described in graphic detail a sexual assault. She said that at one point she looked up and could no longer recognize the man she'd married.
I'm on the countertop. He had me by the neck. And he felt like he was on top of me. And I'm looking at him in his eyes. And I don't see him anymore. I don't see him anymore. It wasn't him. It was black. I've never been so scared in my life. It was black. I couldn't see him.
The issue of how part of Johnny Depp's finger was severed on this same night has been a focus, hasn't it? What did Ms. Heard tell the court about that?
That's right. In his testimony, Johnny Depp, who's bringing this defamation case against his ex-wife, alleged that she threw a bottle of vodka at him during this same fight and that severed the top of his finger. What Amber Heard said was that after this sexual assault and violent fight, she went off to bed. She said she took a couple of sleeping pills and slept. And she said when she came down the next morning, she realized that her husband had lost the top of his finger. And she said she assumed at that point that it had been during this fight when he had, in her testimony, pulled a wall-mounted phone, pulled that off the wall, or at least the receiver, and got very violent with that phone, smashing it to smithereens, she said, and smashing it against the wall. So once again, very, very differing accounts of the very same events that the jury is being presented with. What's certain is that it's been another very, very tough day of listening for them here at Fairfax, Virginia.
North America correspondent Barbara Miller.